The Wisconsin Ethics Commission is thinking about whether to allow people to donate digital currencies, things like Bitcoin, to political campaigns. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin recently asked the commission to provide guidelines for the use of such currency in campaign giving and spending. At a public hearing last week, an ethics panel lawyer said without clear direction, campaigns would be accepting digital contributions at their own risk. He didn't say when the commission would ultimately revisit the issue. Cryptocurrency, as it's also known, refers to online types of money that are not regulated generally by authorities. They allow users to spend money anonymously. That's one of the reasons why the Libertarian Party is hoping to see them be accepted. Phil Anderson is the chairman of the Libertarian Party of Wisconsin and their candidate for governor. Phil, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
And Jimmy Anderson, no relation, is a Democratic state representative from Fitchburg who has opposed the use of cryptocurrency in political campaigns. Representative Anderson, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me on.
Phil, let's start with you. Why are you calling for the Ethics Commission to give guidelines and you're hoping to allow Bitcoin and these other digital currencies to be used for political donations?
Well, the reason that we're asking is because Wisconsin currently isn't in line with the federal government in terms of receiving cryptocurrency donations and not even in line with its previous rules. The previous set of rules that governed these sorts of donations included both money but also tangible and intangible assets. That language is no longer in the current set of rules. So we're asking that the state, that the WEC interpret the current legislation to include that just as a matter of being consistent. But ultimately, it comes down to being a free speech issue. Right now, people can donate money to campaigns. They can donate intangible assets. They can donate real estate, gold, boats, whatever they want to, as long as those donations comply with current finance law. And we're just asking that cryptocurrencies be included in the realm of things that people can contribute and support their candidates.
And Phil, why would somebody want to donate in particular, you know, a Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency as opposed to a check or cash or a gold bullion or whatever?
Well, there are a lot of people who are trying to go away from government-backed money towards cryptocurrencies just by virtue of the fact that the government controls fiat currency. And so in their efforts to express themselves and to change how they do business from day to day, they're adopting cryptocurrencies as their preferred form of currency, as preferred form of money. The current market cap for cryptocurrencies worldwide is over $500 billion and has been as high as $750 billion as recently as January. And as that becomes adopted as a form of currency, it should also be adopted as a way for people to express their speech and support their candidates.
And Representative Jimmy Anderson, you tweeted that permitting digital currency for campaign purposes is, quote, really dangerous for about a dozen reasons, end quote. Can you give us your main case against this idea?
Yeah, I think the big fear has to do with anonymity. You know, being able to use things like virtual private networks or software like Tor would allow people to hide who they are when they're making these donations. So people, say, in foreign countries would be able to make donations to campaigns and be able to hide the fact that they are from a foreign country donating legally and pretending like they're doing so from the United States. I think that the degree of anonymity that comes with using things like cryptocurrency is just a danger to the need for transparency when it comes to campaign finance.
Could the ethics committee, Representative Anderson, say you can accept cryptocurrency, but you have to confirm the source? You have to get the provenance of this, get the donor to register that they've donated this to you. Would that clear up that anonymity problem for you?
You know, I don't think so, just because it would become be impossible from my end to be able to determine whether or not the cryptocurrency was coming from a donor in Wisconsin or a donor in Russia. It's just the way that the cryptocurrency works is that it's pseudo-anonymous. So there's only basically like a digital string of letters and numbers to be able to tie the donation from one Bitcoin wallet to another Bitcoin wallet. So there's no guarantee that where the person says the money's coming from is actually where it's coming from.
And Phil, what do you say to that concern over the anonymity of a cryptocurrency donation?
Well, it's already been solved, basically. I've got two responses. First of all, there have been candidates for federal office, presidential candidate for 2016 and other candidates for federal office who have figured out how to document their donations. And, of course, that is incumbent on the candidates to, if they get donations that are anonymous and can't be traced with a name and an address and et cetera, that they have to donate that. So it's already been solved. As a matter of fact, we just set up today an account with BitPay, which is the same online service that Rand Paul used in 2016 and other people have used, that automatically converts the donation to cash as well. So we can monitor exactly where the donations are coming from. If for some reason they're not marked, and Representative Anderson is correct in that there is an anonymity to it, but the same issue exists with people making cash donations, and it's incumbent on the candidates to track that. We've got the technology in place to do that. The federal government already approves of this process, and it's really no more dangerous than accepting cash anonymously. And again, it's incumbent on the candidates to police themselves and for other people to make complaints should they see something wrong going on, but that hasn't really been the case.
And Phil, I guess I'm just thinking out loud here, but could I set myself up as kind of a straw donor and say, yeah, I'm donating to your campaign, I'm putting my name on it, but it's coming from, I don't know, somewhere else in the world via Bitcoin? That'd be in some ways easier to pull off than me walking with a bag of cash fronting for somebody else. Would it enable that kind of straw donation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the straw donations can and do happen in cash. And as a matter of fact, it's a lot easier to track Bitcoin in particular. There have been sites set up and services that are currently used by the FBI that have been tracking down criminals dealing with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies as a way to commit crime. So there is technology that's catching up to it. But I disagree with the notion that it's any easier to do it with Bitcoin. Even if, you know, large cash donations are made at an event and they're split up and claimed anonymously by candidates, that's a lot harder to track actual money changing hands and being deposited than it is Bitcoin, which does come through portals that are, to a certain extent, governed by federal law.
Representative Anderson, if we could do cash, which raises some similar anonymity issues, why not Bitcoin? We're seeing federal candidates, as Phil says, do this already.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a big difference between being able to send a $100 bill, which, you know, being able to get a hold of American currency and being able to deliver it to a candidate is a much different process than, say, if I was interested in avoiding campaign finance limits of, say, $1,000, and I had $10,000 that I wanted to give to a candidate. It's much more easy to be able to create 10 different email addresses, set up 10 different Bitcoin addresses, and then send $1,000 donations using virtual private networks to bounce around from different servers across the United States. It's not that difficult. And so to be able to sit down and do it from your home versus trying to figure out 10 friends who are going to actually get a hold of the physical money to deliver to a candidate, I think is a very different process. So I think it's a bit of a misnomer to say that it's just as easy to use cash as it is to use Bitcoin to get around campaign finance laws.
That's Representative Jimmy Anderson, Democrat from Fitchburg. Also with us, Phil Anderson, chairman of Wisconsin's Libertarian Party, candidate for governor. We're talking about the idea of using cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, and the other stuff out there for campaign donations. Phil, you're hoping, obviously, that the Ethics Commission gives the green light for these donations. Also, part of what you're looking for is just clarity one way or another. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, right now, as I mentioned, the federal government has rules in place that candidates have used and then include donations of cryptocurrency in their definition of intangible and tangible assets. To my knowledge, there's been no report of abuse or lack of accountability in terms of those donations. And as I mentioned as well, the previous set of rules adopted by the Wisconsin State Assembly included intangible and tangible assets in their definition. As a matter of fact, one of the things that the Ethics Commission ran into is that there's still some language in terms of how to process donations that includes tangible and intangible in it. So the current set of rules aren't even consistent with themselves in terms of those definitions. So we're talking about cryptocurrencies. The larger issue is freedom of speech and people able to support candidates in whatever way they choose, and being incumbent on the candidates to do the proper documentation and to obey the campaign finance rules.
And Representative Anderson, are you hoping, do you agree that whatever the ruling is, there is a need for clarity, that one way or another, gray areas need to be cleared up here?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We need to make sure that we understand if cryptocurrency is going to be used, how it's going to be processed, if it's going to be treated the same way like we take cash donations. I think that it's dangerous to kind of just leave it up to to each individual candidate trying to figure out how to handle this. And so I really do hope that they clarify the law.
Now, Phil, the Wisconsin State Journal talked to a corporate finance and investment banking expert at UW-Madison. He said, hey, here's a solution. Why not say if you want to use your Bitcoin money, cash in the Bitcoin money, donate regular money right after you cash that in. Would that be a workaround?
Well, it would be a workaround, but it's not consistent with the idea that people can contribute tangible assets now. So if the concern was wanting everything to come in liquid currency form, then the state could certainly require people to liquidate real estate or cars or boats or gold or silver or whatever to cash before they turn it in. So I don't think it's reasonable that there'd be that additional step required. And further, I just mentioned one particular online portal, BitPay, automatically converts it to cash. So as long as, and even if the commission said that as a stipulation that it needed to be converted immediately to remove any issue of people sitting on Bitcoin and appreciating or depreciating in value before it's actually turned into cash, it can be solved through current technology that immediately converts it to cash at the market value. So me as a candidate, my campaign committee and my treasurer never touch Bitcoin. They're able to make a contribution through the portal, and then it just hits our bank account to the cash amount and then is reportable from there.
And Representative Anderson, what about this idea that this is free speech? If I'm able to donate in cash or check or other durable goods, whatever, this is maybe the wave of the future, these cryptocurrencies. Why can't that be part of my options here?
Sure. I think that the problem ends up, again, coming back down to anonymity. It's going to be a balancing test. I mean, there's always going to be limits to free speech, and the question is whether or not the concerns around anonymity, especially as Bitcoin becomes a more, and other cryptocurrencies become a more popular way for people to spend money on the internet, whether the anonymity fears and concerns when it comes to campaign finance outweighs the need for or the interest in people to use cryptocurrency to donate to campaigns. Ultimately, for me, again, understanding the technology as I do, I just think that the concerns around how our campaign finance laws can be ignored or worked around, especially at the state level, it's too big of a concern for me. And I think that, again, if people want to use Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrencies, just like you said, they should be able to convert it into cash and then use that to write a check or make a standard donation.
Thanks to both of our guests for joining us. Phil Anderson is chairman of the Libertarian Party of Wisconsin and a candidate for governor. Jimmy Anderson is a Democratic state representative from Fitchburg. They're with us to talk about the possible use of cryptocurrency, these things like Bitcoin that you're seeing in the news, in campaign giving and spending in state elections, state campaigns.